raise your hand. If you eat period one, raise your hand. Hey!
We're gonna do it like this. Hey!
We're on the way to Finance Park. We're here with the Period 7 rap group led by David O, freestyling. Let's see what some of these young financiers know about money management. Who can tell us something they might have learned so far in Mr. Burt's lessons about managing money?
Well, you have to pay a lot of taxes.
Yes.
And it's kind of unfair because, yes, it kind of is, I mean.
Do you like having stop signs and roads paved?
True. Yeah.
All right. How about having a fire department in case there's an emergency?
Okay. So basically what we're learning in Mr. Burt's class is you'll get a lot of money and then the government will take it away from you and you only have so much money left for yourself.
Hold on. Don't you think there's an agreement between citizens that a responsibly elected leader should have funding available to provide certain goods and services?
We learned this in your class about the percentages, the taxes they take away, about that full 80%, that was the most, about those things that we were practicing for that thing in your class. We learned that in your class about the, how they need stuff for the city and they take away taxes, like about the bus. Most people take the bus when you get a DC-1 card, you have to pay taxes to like get support and stuff like that.
So we're here at Finance Park at the Monumental Sports Foundation booth. What kind of jobs did you guys have today, and what kind of budget decisions did you have to make?
So I kind of was a manager of a store, I think.
All right.
And I did not make a lot of money, but luckily I didn't have a kid to support, but like, I didn't have a lot of money for stuff. Like, I had to have cheap phone service and cheap vacations, and I didn't get, like, organic food. And I realized the consequences of, like, not having money, but I made sure to save a good amount, like, every month.
Okay. Did you have any opportunities to invest in further education for yourself, like going to start college or to take other courses?
I didn't really have the money for that considering my income. Mm. One day I might, but like my income is so low you don't even have the money to even try to get a better education.
That's interesting. So sometimes people have to really put a focus on saving and cutting back their spending if they want to get a better education.
If I save more, maybe I could get education better.
Do you think if you do that in the long run, you might be able to have a job that pays more or move up at your current job?
Definitely. I could do that.
It is hard, though, to save enough money to be able to do it.
Yeah, and then I have to go to school and, like, work hard, and that could take a lot of time away from my job and stuff.
Okay. So, Hamza, you upgraded from a two-bedroom apartment you were renting, and you took out a mortgage for a house?
Yep. And so I was renting a small flat, and then I stopped renting it, and I bought myself a three-bedroom, two-bathroom house. So added another bedroom and another bathroom with a lot of extra space and a lawn.
And as an IT manager for your company, you make good money. What's your salary doing that?
About $48,000, about $48,000 to $49,000 a year, okay. And $4,057 a month.
Okay, and are you also raising a family or no kids yet?
I have one child and I'm divorced, 5-year-old child.
Okay, well, let me know how else you're going to spend your money today.
Okay.
All right. Let's see what these guys are checking out for. You're on the Viking cast, guys. I notice you checking out over here. What kinds of things are you purchasing?
I'm purchasing entertainment tickets to, like, Wizards games.
You had enough money in your budget. Yeah. Left over, you could buy tickets to a Wizards game.
Yes, yeah, so I did.
What job do you have?
I'm an office manager.
Okay.
I'm 28, and I'm married, and I have one child.
Okay. Are you also buying tickets for your child? You're going to go together?
Yeah, we're doing a family trip with my wife.
That's great. What did you have to cut back on in your budget to make sure you had enough for that?
Well, I cut back on, like, TV and, like, electricity.
Okay.
Because I didn't want to, like, waste my life on phones and stuff.
So you're going to make sure your family doesn't waste a lot of electricity, have high bills. Okay. Let's see who else wants to be on the Viking cast. Tell us about their decisions today. Hannah, what job do you have today?
I'm an accountant.
All right. How much money do you make?
I make $61,000.
Wow. How are you spending that in your budget?
I'm spending a lot of it on transportation and housing and childcare.
Yes. Were you surprised by how much childcare and sending a kid to daycare costs in your budget?
Yeah, kind of.
Okay. Did you have to cut back on transportation? What kind of car did you buy, or do you take the train?
Well, my husband has to take the bus.
Okay.
But I get an SUV.
You get the SUV, yeah. And he takes the bus. I like that decision. Good choice.
Yeah.
Let's see who else. He gets a one-way bus ticket. Hannah says he gets a one-way bus ticket every day. Let's see what other jobs we have here.
So,
hey guys, you're on the Viking Cast from Finance Park. What kind of jobs did you have today?
We had a big adult.
And it's not like our parents make it sound easy, but it's actually kind of hard.
What kinds of things did you notice here that parents and adults have to budget and pay for that you might not have thought was difficult?
Lots of stuff. I would say electricity.
The electricity bill. How much a month was your electricity bill? Do you remember?
I think mine was like, I think 500.
Whoa, maybe 500 for the whole year.
Yeah.
Okay. So we're, it's really great. It's like a mini city, almost shopping mall looking space. You know, I'm looking at the Dominion Power Building for electric power. Monumental Sports Foundation has a booth. You could purchase some entertainment. Caps games, Wizards games, Washington Mystics. You can go to gas and maintenance and pay your bill. I guess if you save money, we're here at the National Harbor Capital Waterfront. You can go on a cruise. Yeah, this is the Viking Cast. This is my podcast I run. Rohan, what job did you get today at Finance Park?
I got a payroll clerk.
A payroll clerk. Okay, so you're in an office managing people's salaries and making sure they get paid?
Yeah.
How much money did you make doing that?
My net monthly income was $2,471.
How'd you take that $2,000 and spend it every month? What were your priorities?
My priorities were, my house, groceries, and,
Did you have to pay for transportation?
I'm taking on public bus.
Taking the public bus. Did that save you money in your budget to be able to afford other things like groceries? Okay. And do you rent or own your house?
I rent my house.
Okay, so you save money by renting, an apartment? All right, that's great, Rowan. Here's Jeffrey. Jeffrey, what are some things you've been buying here today at Finance Park?
I bought a car for my wife.
Nice.
And I take the train.
You take the train, and you give her the car.
Right, she could take our kids to work. School.
How many kids do you guys have?
One.
Okay, one kid. So what kind of car did you need so she can take them around? Just like a small one, or did you get a big one?
I got a little car.
We're looking on the iPad. Each kid is walking around with an iPad and a debit card, making sure they're within their budget as they swipe. And we're looking up the car. It looks like he purchased a 2006 Volkswagen Tiguan. All right. You guys will ride around in style then. How much did that cost? Does it say?
It says...
All right. You had to take out a loan for about $6,000 and pay $150 a month almost. Okay, so in your budget, you have to make sure $150 every month to pay off your car?
Yes.
All right.
I can't find water.
Can't find water? Well, you have to pay your bill if you want water coming to your house. So maybe ask one of the volunteers.
I asked them and they put me in the wrong place.
They put you in the wrong place. Well, I guess we're going to have to wrap up and hopefully you can pay your water bill online maybe.
What's the checkout place for?
I don't know, but they want you to go somewhere to maybe check out, I guess. I don't know where you have to pay your water and sewage bill, but make sure you budget enough for it.
I was an information technology manager.
Yes.
I made $82,000 in gross annual income, I think. I was single with a 6-year-old child, and I ended up having $1,165 left over by the end.
Wow. How did you budget so well? Because you made a lot of money. You had to raise a child, What kinds of decisions did you make in your budget?
I guess I tried to manage between
needs and wants, maybe?
Yeah, for both me and my child.
Okay. So what was one of the needs that you absolutely had to pay for today?
Probably housing.
Housing. Did you end up being able to buy your own house with that salary, or did you have to rent it out?
I was able to buy my own house.
Okay. Did you have to have a monthly mortgage payment you paid every month?
I didn't really look into that.
You didn't look into it. Did you get a big house or a small house? What'd you get? Pretty nice looking?
Pretty nice looking.
Okay.
Whatever average size is considered.
Okay, we went with an average house. You know, enough for only one child and you to live in.
Yes.
All right. How about Matias? What job did you have today?
I had human resources manager.
Okay, so you're working in an office deciding how to hire people and look at their resume and do interviews. How much money did you make doing that?
Annually, $59,500, okay. But that was annual gross. My monthly net income was $3,551.
Okay.
So I was pretty okay, and I didn't have anybody else I had to support, so okay. I had it pretty easy.
So what kind of decisions did that allow you to make? Having a high monthly income and not having any other people you had to support.
Right, so like I could choose a more healthy meal plan for myself than I otherwise would have been able to had I had a child or a spouse.
Okay. Did they actually give you options like how often you would dine out, what kind of groceries you wanted to buy?
Yeah, so you could dine out like once a week, twice a week, every day. And you could buy just generic groceries, you could buy organic, you could buy gourmet, things like that.
Okay, and you were able to go for the organic or healthy options, even though they're a little more expensive.
Right.
Oh, that's great, Matias, thank you. Now, I know David had some kids today. You were trying to raise a family today, is that correct? What was your job today, and what kind of decisions did you have to make with your money?
Well, I was an advertising manager, and I was 25 years old, and I was single, and
okay.
I had one child, and okay. I had to also. At first, I thought that I was going to do well with my money because I had 86 and some other change.
$86,000 a year.
Uh-huh.
Okay, what'd you do with that? What kind of decisions did you make?
Well, when I saw that my savings were at $90, mm. I realized that I needed to
put some of that money away.
Yeah.
Were you able to put a lot of what you earned into a savings account to have for the future?
Well, a little bit, because then when I also thought about my kid, because he also needed clothes.
Yep.
And so then that cost me a lot of
yep.
a lot more of my debt.
So
a lot more of my budget.
Okay. What does that make you think whenever you have a conversation with like your dad or something? That's like, hey, can we buy these, or hey, can I have that? Do you now understand when parents sometimes say, maybe not this year, or maybe we'll have to save up first?
Yeah. Now I see why my dad was like, I'm in love with like a what?
I see you, baby.
Cause what? I'm in love with a Capri Sun.
I'm in love with. I thought you were gonna say family. You said Capri Sun.
And so.
Hold on. You're in love with your family or your Capri Sun?
Both.
Okay.